Our New Testament reading is from the book of Romans, the first chapter, verses 1 through 17. Paul, a servant of Christ, called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through the holy prophets in the holy scriptures concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I want you to know, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Larson from Ascension Lutheran Church in Littleton, Colorado.
You can't shake your fist toward heaven and bark at God saying, "You don't understand what I'm going through." You can't say to God, "Lord, you don't understand my pains or my struggles, my heartbreaks, or my burdens." Why? Because our great God was fully man. St. Paul, in the opening words in the book of Romans, says, "Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David." He was true man, fully and completely a man. With some astonishment, we say in the Apostles' Creed, "born of the Virgin Mary." Or in the Nicene Creed, we say, "and was made man." We have spent many hours during our Advent and Christmas celebrations speaking with amazement that God took on flesh. In the book of Hebrews, the writer says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." So there are no fists raised toward heaven. Why? Because heaven's hands came to earth. Paul says in these opening words, "and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead." Jesus of Nazareth is much more than just a man. He is God. Do you remember what the angels said about him? they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is true God. So now, we have one who is more than a friend. We have one who can help, heal, save, do his miraculous work. Now, we have one who is more than a heart of compassion and understanding. His work of dying for sins and rising from death allows us to belong to God. There are no fists raised toward heaven. Why? Jesus is true man and knows what our life is like. And he is true God and can do the work that only God can do. And he is fully Savior, making sinners into people that God considers pure, holy, and righteous. Listen to this solid word in Romans 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. No fist raised toward heaven, but now hands of praise and faith are raised to our Savior, who gives us his own righteousness.
We thank Pastor John Larson from Ascension Lutheran Church in Littleton, Colorado, for today's meditation on God's Word.